What's up, guys? Anton Crayley here from ecommercelifestyle.com, and welcome back to the podcast. Today, I want to share with you a creative way that you can boost organic traffic. And what got me thinking about this was a question that came in on a live stream that I hosted on Monday over on our YouTube channel. And this question came in from Tim Marcus. And the question is, what can I do to boost organic traffic to my store? So what I'll say first off is, maybe a couple months ago now, I recorded a podcast episode that was called 5 Ways to Increase Organic Traffic. And in that episode, I talk about how you can increase your site speed, how you can customize your top 20% of product pages, how you can write 3 to 5 anchor blog posts, how you can write guest posts, and how you can be a guest on YouTube channels and blogs related to your niche. So I go deep into all of this in that episode. So I'm gonna link that one up below. That's straight up like search engine optimization stuff. So check that out if that's what you're looking for. But this got me thinking, like, you know, what else can you do to boost your organic reach and get more traffic organically? So what I want to share with you is a creative way that we do this by creating what I call engagement posts on both Facebook and Instagram. Now, these posts are designed to either attract or repel different segments of the market and really to spark conversation. What we want is people talking in our comments. We also want people to like and share and comment on them and tag their friends, because that's gonna help us stand out in a world of distraction where on Facebook and Instagram, there's ads and just random crap and politics and just nonsense nonstop in your feed. So we need to stand out. And something else that's important when it comes to creating these engagement posts is that when we're thinking of what we're gonna make for our post, it's something that should really speak to our core audience. Who is your customer avatar? What do you know about that person? What do they like? What do they dislike? How can you make something that will stand out in their feed? So what I want to do is give you an example of one of these that we created. And if you're watching the video version, I'll put it up on the screen. And if you're listening to this, go to ecommercelifestyle.com, click on episodes, and this will be our most recent episode. And I'll embed the image of an example of this so you can see it there, get a visual for it. So for the example I'm showing you, this is an engagement post that we created and promoted on both Facebook and Instagram. And it's for a brand called Homebrew Lifestyle. This is a brand we haven't launched yet. I still might do something with it. Unfortunately, what happened is we created this brand, we started to build up huge audiences for remarketing, and then I gave a talk at our retreat in Bali, I think, at our Dropship Lifestyle Retreat in Bali a couple years ago, and one of the members there, good guy, said, hey, after my talk, said, hey, Anton, do you know that's my niche? And I didn't know that, so I felt bad, and at first I was thinking, like, you know, I don't want to obviously just compete with him, so is there anything we can do together? And didn't really do anything with it or move forward, but I have some ideas now, so this brand might pop up and reappear in 2020. We'll see. I think it will. But what we did before this store even went live is start to build these engagement posts that I'm talking about to get that virality, to get that organic traffic on social specifically for these. So the post that we made, by the way, this is for a website that's all about home brewing, so making beer at home. And the post that we made is that Drake meme. Again, I'll put it on the screen if you're watching the video, where Drake doesn't like the first thing. Then on the bottom, he's like, yep, I like that. I think he's pointing to it. So on the top, for the thing that he doesn't like, we used, you know, like mass-produced beer, like Budweiser. And then on the bottom, we had this like cool recipe kit for home brewing. So again, like the message is like, oh, don't like that generic beer. And what I like is that small batch beer. And that's actually the copy, the text that we used in this Facebook post. And same thing on Instagram. So we said, small batch beer is better than mass produced beer. Like and share if you agree. And this post, we spent less than $50 to get the ball rolling. Because remember, when we build new brands like Homebrew Lifestyle and the Facebook page is made and the Instagram page is made, there are zero people that like either of them. So just by posting something, nothing's gonna happen. So to get that virality and to get that organic ball rolling, you do need to start with a small budget. Again, for us, it was only $50 on this post, and it got us over 180,000 people saw this, and over 19,000 people engaged with it. So just insane numbers. You know, it has over 14,000 reactions, 576 comments, 1,500 shares. So crazy, again, for less than $50. And that's what I want to really get across here, like how you can start with a small paid budget and roll that into the organic engagement. So like I mentioned, you need to make sure that whatever you're posting for your engagement posts are something that will stand out in a world of distraction, something that will connect with that core audience of people that are in your market, and also repel the people that, you know, aren't on board with this. That gets those conversations going. That's what gets your comment count to skyrocket. But the way that these things go organically viral is, let's just say, for example, in our core audience on Facebook, right? The people that we know are interested in this example, home brewing, we have Tom. So we target Tom. He's a home brewer. He loves this. He's on Facebook. He sees this post. So he likes it, clicks the like button. Then maybe his friend Bob logs into Facebook and in his feed, he sees, oh, Tom just liked this post. And then maybe Bob is also interested or he just thinks it's funny. So he goes there and he tags his friend John right in the comments and then just tags his friend John. So then John goes on Facebook. John sees that Bob tagged him, and then John, you know, reacts to that post and makes a smiley face emoji. And what happens as more and more people engage with your posts, then their friends are going to log in, and friends of their friends are going to log in, and it's going to be in more and more feeds. That's what leads to this organic growth and this massive boost of organic traffic. And again, if you get this right with that small little budget to kick things off, it will continue to grow and grow organically and build up a massive audience and even traffic for you. So let's talk about how to actually leverage this and turn this into, you know, turn this organic engagement into organic traffic. So people that will buy from you. Because remember, these posts, when we make them, they're not designed to get sales. They're designed to build up engagement. So few things that we do and that you can do as well. One of them is just comment in the comment thread on the posts, comment as your page, and you can post a link to your store promoting a special offer. So maybe for us, if we were doing get a free homebrew recipe kit when you buy a homebrewing starter kit, we can post that in the comments so all those people will see it, the 180,000 people. Another thing you can do is engage on other people's posts. So we have the 576 of them. Can engage as your page, but only do it when it makes sense and like when it's appropriate. So if people were commenting like, yeah, you know, I like, what's your favorite small batch beer? Or somebody's like, oh yeah, I want to get into home brewing. Then you can comment as your page and you could say, yeah, we have this amazing offer and, you know, recommend different things for people and jump into that dialogue as your page. That's going to lead to people obviously clicking your link and also going to your Facebook business profile page. That's where the next important thing you want to do comes in. And that is to create a pinned post at the top of your Facebook business page, where again, you can talk about a special offer on your store and link people there. Because as people are seeing these viral posts organically, they're going to click onto your Facebook page. And the first thing they can see is a pinned post for your special offer with a link to your store. Now, finally, one more thing you can do with all of this organic traffic is build a remarketing list inside of your Facebook Business Manager and build two of them. One remarketing list that's based on Facebook page engagement, and one remarketing list that's based on Instagram business page engagement. That means as people see this thing, they're being added to these remarketing lists. So in the future, when you have something you want to promote and put money behind, you now have these massive audiences that were built organically that you can then show your offer to. And if this sounds interesting to you and you want to know more about like how we do this step by step on Facebook and Instagram and even Google with Display Network and Discover Ads, I teach you all this stuff step by step in a new program I put together. It's called Get Money Now. I know it's a funny name, but it's because the goal is within 6 weeks, I'm going to help your store get more money now in promotions and help it grow over time. In that course, I teach you how to build audiences, how to fill audiences, how to create offers, promote offers, how to make sure your offers are successful, and then how to analyze data from your offers to make sure you're improving moving forward. So if you have a business, you want to grow it, you want to get more sales now, look for a link to that program in the description here. And if you're new, you're just getting started, you want to know how we build stores to begin with, be sure to check out dropshipwebinar.com. I'll link that in the description as well. I have a free training there for everybody that's just getting into this. So as always, guys, hope you got value from this post. Just a little creative way to get some organic traffic on social and then roll that over into traffic to your store. As always, any questions, let me know. And with that being said, I will talk to you in the next episode of the podcast. See ya.